going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I like to brag on my music because I put the Spotify list together, the bumper music, and this is significant because it is New Order, and the founding member, one of the founding members, Peter Hook of New Order and Joy Division, is at the pageant tonight. I heard from a friend of mine earlier who's very excited about that show. And our music guy, Tim Sommer, music journalist, former record exec, is with us this afternoon to talk about this and more. Hello, Tim. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, it is always a pleasure, and you're having a wonderful show today. I'm really enjoying it.
Despite Sue not being here, we do miss Sue quite a bit. She will be back on Monday. You know, on the Peter Hook situation, that was those two bands were never bands, like the song I just played, True Faith, I like some of their songs, never bands that I super got into over the course of time. And I don't know, how would you even put them, what genre would you put them in?
That's a great question. I think there's this thing people call post-punk. It's when punk rock began to open around 1978 or so. Punk rock, which was essentially this wall of sound and this wall of attitude, punk rock began to open up some space in the music. They opened space up. They took a little of the guitar away, began to do some different things with the guitar. They let the bass and the drums take the lead. They let more emotion and more space and more danceability and more noise, even, instead of just straight guitar chords, like noise, seep into the mix. And they developed this space for something called post-punk. And its heyday was really 1978 to 1981, and really one of the pioneering bands in that post-punk movement, really by which I define space, the same energy and attitude as punk rock, but with this great space opening up in it. One of the pioneering bands in that was Joy Division. One of the things that made Joy Division so magical, one of the things that made New Order so magical, remember, they're the same band with different singers. Joy Division's legendary singer killed himself in May of 1980, at which point the members of the band continued as New Order. Now, one of the things that made both Joy Division and New Order so singular was the bass playing of Peter Hook, essentially the lead instrument in both Joy Division and New Order, early New Order especially, was the bass. And Peter Hook had this melodic, almost chord-based style, which was one of the most influential. He became one of the most influential bass players of the 1980s and 90s. In fact, I think there are two bass players around 1978, 79, 80 who changed the way people used the bass guitar moving forward. One of these was Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, yeah, right.
Who essentially used the bass as a supercharged rhythm guitar. And the other was Peter Hook from New Order and Joy Division, who let a melodic, and truly melodic, like he played melodies, he played counter-vocal melodies with his bass. And I'm not going to go on and on about this, but an interesting thing about both Joy Division and New Order is neither their vocalists were traditionally good vocalists, and in many ways there were monotone vocalists. They're vocalists who sort of weren't soaring vocals all over the place, sort of spoken vocals, monotone vocals. The person who did the real melodic heavy lifting in both Joy Division and New Order was Peter Hook. Now, he's playing at the Pageant tonight.
Right.
And
right.
I'll tell you something wonderful about Peter Hook. He honors his past. He's not going to go out there and say, here, let me play you 14 new songs, and then I'll play two songs you're familiar with. Peter Hook does a show dedicated to the legacy of New Order and Joy Division. And if anyone out there listening to this wants a masterclass, wants a chance to see one of the formative bass players of our era, please go see Peter Hook.
So this is the song you had me pull. This is Ceremony, so listen to this here for a second. And maybe shame on me, because you know what's funny? You know, I was in Greece a few weeks ago, and at one point I was hearing a song, and I was basically playing air bass. You know how people play air guitar?
Mm-hmm.
And one of my listeners who was with me said, are you playing air bass? I said, yeah, I kind of do that, because I have a fascination with the bass patterns in songs. I really, really enjoy listening to them. And I didn't know a lot about Peter Hook, so it's interesting that you kind of put that on my radar, because that, you know, every once in a while when something like that happens, I'll give you an example. I'm listening to John Mayer's station a couple of Saturdays ago. I think
sure.
He does a good job on Sirius XM. And he talks about Boz Scaggs and, you know, Jeff Porcaro from Toto playing the drums on, I don't know if it was Lido Shuffle or one of the other ones, but, you know, you kind of focus in then on that part of the song maybe in a different way and appreciate the song in a different way than you've heard it for all these years, perhaps.
Well, it's very interesting. There are very few bands out there where really the instrument doing the heavy lifting in terms of the melody is the bass guitar, and one of those is Peter Hook's playing in New Order. And as some people listening to this might know, it was not a good break with New Order. He split from New Order, I'm going to say, about 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know the exact date, and it wasn't a good break. I think people were surprised. He was such a major part of New Order. I think people were surprised when New Order continued without him. But again, he's really one of the masterclass bassmen, and he should be up there with Geddy Lee, again, with Lemmy. I think Lemmy, and so much of the way people played bass in the 80s, 90s, and beyond is based on what Lemmy did and based on what Peter Hook did.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I'm glad you included Geddy Lee, because Rush is always a St. Louis favorite. There's no doubt about that. Let's venture into some political arena with music, because as you know, I'm a big Springsteen guy. And when all this happened a couple of weeks ago, when he restarted his tour, the Land of Hope and Dreams, they're calling it now. I was in Madrid a couple of years ago for the start of the European leg of the tour. They've taken a little break. They never did come here to St. Louis. And I've known Springsteen's politics for my entire life. I know that Born in the USA is not this rah-rah song. It's a, you know, it's an anti-war song. And I've known that, you know, the stripped down version that he does occasionally that's been on tracks is more of an angry version. But there are a lot of people who are in, you know, my world as fans that are not left wing people and don't really want to be preached at when it comes to politics. So I have appreciation for people having the freedom to do that. And after Bruce does that, you have, you know, a lot of other bands that have stood up for him. But what would you say about the rest of the fans who are uncomfortable with that? What I've had people tell me is tough, you know what, because their music speaks to the politics. They are what they are. That's fine, but then it also alienates fans. I've never felt, Tim, alienated from Bruce Springsteen. People may find that surprising. I've been to like 42, 43, 44, 45, lost track of the shows. But now I feel alienated.
That's a very, very interesting point. I want to start by saying this. And to me, this is the base. This is the whole picture to me. But again, there are a lot of nuances. But the first thing I want to say is this, and I say this with great affection for your show and for all of your listeners. Thank God we live in a country where someone can still say these sorts of things.
I agree with that.
The sort of things that Bruce Springsteen said on his most recent EP. And thank God we still live in a country where people can disagree with that. And thank God we live in a country where we can talk about it freely and openly on the radio. You don't have to agree with Bruce Springsteen, not at all. But my God, if you are an American, you should be grateful for the right for his right.
I don't disagree with that.
But the legacy, of nonviolent protest is one of America's great gifts to the world. And as long as we still allow it, I say God bless America. Now, should Bruce Springsteen have meddled in all this? You know what? That's his business.
Yeah, it is.
He has so much money, he can lose a few fans, and he can still send his great-great-great-great-grandchildren to college.
Yeah, because he sold the catalog for like $300, $400 million, right?
Yeah, so... I'm proud. Again, I'm proud that we live somewhere where he can say those sort of things, and I'm proud that we live somewhere where people can disagree with it. What's very interesting is if we were to go back to the very beginning of Bruce's career, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, and you know Bruce Springsteen much better than I do, Bruce Springsteen's music much better than I do. If we go back to the beginning of Bruce's career, I think people thought originally John Hammond, who the legendary A&R man and producer who signed him to, it was Columbia, right?
Columbia Records, that's right, yep.
I think they thought that he was going to be the next generation in American protest singers, that he was going to be the next Bob Dylan. What they maybe weren't counting on, and this is a form of protest as well, they weren't counting that he was going to tell the stories. And this has been the beauty of Bruce Springsteen for 50 years now. He tells American stories. And right now, a huge part of America's story is that not everyone is happy with what's going on out there.
Well, right. And there are plenty of people on the right, you know, that are not happy with Trump. So, you know, this does cross over.
Out, are we?
Yeah. But see, here's what this is where I have difficulty. And I'd love your opinion on this because one, you know how much I love music. It's my passion. I started in music radio. I dabbled in the record industry. It was so much fun. It's still one of my favorite things, listening to music. I'll clean my house tomorrow, listening to John Mayer's station, putting my bumper music together for Monday. But with all the division that we have in this country, and look, I've lost a couple of friends in the aftermath of last year's election. You can typically, not always, apparently not now, you can go to a concert, you can be standing right next to someone. We all can let that stuff go. Now, I get that political messages are in a lot of music. A lot of music doesn't have political messages. But I feel like there's a place that you can go. And, you know, in the aftermath of COVID, this became even more important because we were all cooped up for so long. But we can go to a concert. You can maybe say this about sporting events. And you don't know the person next to you that they think you're a Nazi, if you know what I mean. And some of that, I think, is being stripped away. And that's, I guess, where my disappointment is.
That's a very interesting way to put it. I'm going to tell you something interesting. There's a new record I like. And by the way, I'm not getting in a plug here. This is something very, very related to what you just said. There's a new record I very, very much like by a not so new, a 20-year-old or so Canadian band called The Born Ruffians. Fantastic record. Imagine a cross between Radiohead and Nirvana and Gang of Four.
I got a little music here playing in the background. Yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Fascinating record. Now, they're from Canada, and I did an interview with the lead singer a little while ago, and I asked him, and it was a wonderful conversation. His name was Luc Lalonde, and I asked him, you're a Canadian, you work in Canada, but you also work in the United States. Are you afraid? How do you feel about coming to America in the current political climate? And he said, well, there are a lot of things that are scary about that. We worry about crossing the border and this and that. But this is what he said to me. I want you to hear what Luc Lalonde of Born Ruffians said to me. He said, you know, you cross the border and you walk into a gas station and it's full of MAGA stuff and you wonder, what's going on here? Do I want to be here? But then you begin to talk to people. You talk to people in the gas station and you find out that even if you don't agree with them politically, they're just people, and you still have common ground, and you still have stuff to talk to them about. What he was saying essentially was that when you listen to someone, when you step into the arena of music, when you step into the wonderful, wonderful planetarium of music, everyone can get along. Everyone can enjoy. All you have to do is look someone in the eye, and no matter what their political view is, relate to them as a person. And that's what he was saying. He was saying people are going, oh, my God, you're going to have such a hard time in America. He said, no, we're not. because I can find someone, I can find something to relate to with every person I talk to.
Yeah, but in the middle of all that, you have Billy Joe Armstrong. I love Green Day, right? And I've known where they've been, and American Idiot has its messages, right? But he's out there just screaming at people right now. Then you have Imagine Dragons, maybe on the other side of the equation just a little bit, you know, draping themselves, leaving the stage in a Palestinian flag. I mean, some of this stuff for fans who just want to hear the music, and I guess they have the freedom, Tim, don't get me wrong, it just becomes alienating. And that's where I guess it disappoints me. Hang on, though. We have much more to talk about. We're coming back with more in a moment with Tim Sommer. Audio cut of the day coming up as well.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, my friend Tim Sommer, music journalist and record executive, former record executive, he was there in the infancy of MTV. We always love to talk music. You know, Tim, you always share stories. I wanted to share one with you here this afternoon.
Sure.
This is why I played this song.
Wait, I very quickly say something, though, Mark. I think you need to audition for the person who reads the disclaimers on the medication ad.
That Underdog Fantasy thing, I'm telling you, I love Underdog Fantasy, but because of the legalities, I have to, you know, read things, and they make it more complicated every single time, but I have to do what I have to do. So I'm playing.
Let's hear your story. I want to hear the story. Mark.
I'm playing Jake Osmond here, and this is from, you know, Flamethrowers, from a record that is a little different from what certainly the J. Giles Band was in the 70s. They were a very soulful band, and the sound was different. And some people, I think, who were fans in the 70s would say that they sold out a little bit. Centerfold was the big hit from back then. But what was funny is that this is when I was just like a 16, 17-year-old kid here working at a 10-watt radio station. And the radio station was called KYMC. It was owned by the YMCA. It was on Manchester Road right by Parkway West, which is my high school. So at that time, when I start going, and by the way, my parents had to pay for it because it was technically a YMCA program, right?
Okay.
So they do it, and, you know, I start working there. Well, they really didn't have any access to records or to, you know, to the actual music. So I go, and I don't even know how this exactly started. There was a friend of mine named Scott McElrath, who unfortunately passed away in the last couple of years. We were working together. He was a year older than I was, and he said, and we together teamed up and said, hey, let's find these record executives in St. Louis. And back then, a lot of them worked out of their home, Tim, right?
Yeah.
So I go to these people, and I end up, we kind of finagled our way backstage.
See, the local guys would always work.
That's exactly right. So we finagle our way backstage. And one time I remember, I think we did this for Pat Benatar. You look on the back of the record cover, and they list the tour manager on there. They used to, right? They probably don't do it anymore. So we take a shot. Hey, you know where the bands might stay at whatever, you know, the Hilton or whatever. We call the tour manager and say, look, we're from a radio station. Can we get a backstage pass? We actually did that, and we pulled it off. But I would meet these record guys, and I would say, record women too, I'd say, hey, can we get record service at this little dinky 10-watt radio station that you could barely get out of the parking lot? And what they would tell me is, well, we can't afford to mail them to you, but most of them worked out of their homes. Some had offices. So I don't even know if you know this person, but her name was Jean Hobell. She went by Bebop Hobell, and she was with EMI at the time, and that was the, you know, the label that put out the J. Giles Band and that record that I just referred to with Freeze Frame. So I end up going, and she was so good to me, and a lot of these people were mentors of mine, right? So she had a party before they came here to the Kiel Opera House at the time. Now it's called the Stiefel Opera House. And we go to this party, and then I go to the concert. The concert was amazing. I'm backstage at the concert because I went backstage to a lot of these things. And again, I was 16, 17 years old. So do you remember the cover of Freeze Frame? It was kind of an artsy-fartsy, weird-looking cover. I don't even know really how to describe it, which is why I asked a really stupid question that night when I was backstage. Magic Dick, that was his name, the harmonica player for the Jay Giles Band.
Legendary.
Peter Wolf was the singer, of course, Jay Giles, guitar player. I'm dumb enough at the time to say to Magic Dick, and this is an epic answer, I said, what does the cover of the record mean, right? Again, I'm a dumb 17-year-old kid. And this is his quote, because I remember it to this day. He goes, I don't know what the F it means. Right now it means double effing platinum, which I thought was just a brilliant, brilliant answer. And I'll never forget it.
This reminds me of a story. I'm going to tell you a very quick story, which is just like that. 1983, I was backstage at an AC/DC concert. And I was actually with someone who later became very, very well known. I was with my friend Rick Rubin, who is a huge AC/DC fan. And Rick was not that well known at the time.
And he's pretty well known these days.
And we had a question. So we were talking with, I think we were talking with Malcolm Young of AC/DC. And we said to him, hey, so the album Back in Black, you had just lost your legendary singer, Bon Scott. Bon Scott had died hardly, just really, I think, half a year before the album, right before the album began being recorded. You lost this legendary singer. This is a true story. You lost your legendary singer, yet nowhere on the album, nowhere in the credits does it say goodbye to Bon or thanks, Bon, for all the years, or we dedicate this album to Bon Scott, okay? We thought that was weird. So we asked. We said, why is there nothing on the album saying we dedicate this to Bon? And then Malcolm Young looks at us blankly for about 30 seconds, and then he says, the frickin' album is called Back in Black. We didn't think we needed to say anything more than that. So it's kind of like kind of the same story.
It's you know, they were making the statement right there. By the way, what at that time, and this is also interesting, 1983 probably was the exact year that Freeze Frame concert was, and it was legendary. One thing I remember about it, they did their set, the house lights kind of go up. Everyone thought the concert was over, and they kept playing and playing, and it was really, really a great show. But what was Rick Rubin doing in 1983? Rick Rubin, for people who don't know, you should explain who he is, one of the most successful American record producers of all time.
He was a legendary American record producer. If anyone from... he was also, he's a formative figure in mainstreaming rap music with his label, Def Jam Records.
That's
which
right.
I don't think he's involved with any longer. But he put together Def Jam Records in 1983 or maybe 1984 with Russell Simmons. And then Rick was producing Run DMC. He was producing the Beastie Boys. And he did Walk This Way with Run DMC and Aerosmith. And he's gone on to so many things. From the Chili Peppers to
Gaga, Ed Sheeran, you name it, all kinds
of
bands.
I'm not saying this in any name-droppy way. It's just a matter of fact. Rick and I were very good friends in college. We lived in the same dormitory, and we became very good friends because we were both obsessed with music, and that's why. So we would go to concerts together fairly often. If you don't mind, and I hope you, and I'll make this very quick, I want to say there was one thing I wanted to pick up on the thing you were saying about Green Day and Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'll make this very, very quick. The reason I have trouble with that stuff, and it's probably different, but you'll understand this. Maybe it's different from your reason, maybe it's the same. There's a reason I have trouble with that stuff, and whether it's an artist advocating from the right end of the spectrum, like, say, Jason Aldean or Kid Rock.
Yeah, sure.
Or somebody advocating from the left end of the spectrum, or Green Day or Imagine Dragons. Do you want to know how to figure out if they're full of crap or not? Is there, outside the venue or inside the venue, is there a voter registration booth? Is there a table where they are handing out information about their positions? Sloganeering doesn't get us anywhere. You know what helps us? Do you know what helps us understand each other? Do you know what helps us move forward with the republic? Do you want to know what helps us move forward with democracy? Information. So don't stand there and sloganeer. Don't stand there and wave Palestinian flags. Don't stand there and say nasty things about X, Y, or Z. Give me information. So if you go to a concert, say Green Day, and they're saying all these bad things about somebody from whatever side, unless there was someone in the venue giving you information and saying, here is how you register to vote.
Well, that's a good point.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, they're not doing that for sure. I just want to have fun. I do, but I just want to go and hear the music and have fun. And unfortunately, those days seem to be numbered. Tim Sommer, we got to go. I appreciate it as always. I love you, dude. We'll talk soon. All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.